there any other nominations for board president? Are there any additional nominations for board president? Hearing no more nominations, I declare the nominations for president closed. And so first, the director, Garcia has been nominated for president, and I'll send it, for roll call, vote for roll call.
Is there a second on that?
Oh. I'll second.
For Director Garcia, you nominated him, so you'll second?
So, Faiza nominated, did the nomination for Director Garcia.
Yep. Okay.
So do we still need a second, since she nominated Director Garcia?
Holly? Yes, yes, we do.
I second.
So now, Director Garcia has been nominated as president, we'll do roll call.
Okay, thank you. Director Bradford?
Yay.
Director Howell?
Yay.
Director Van?
Yay.
Director Garcia?
Yay.
Director Alvarez?
Nay.
This motion passes 4-0.
And so, at this time, since there already has been, three, or unanimous, so do we consider then our election closed? So then at this time, Director Garcia has been elected as board president for 2022.
I am honored and excited to take on the role for this year. Thank you for the support. And I will take over for the next position. We'll be opening up. We are now accepting nominations for vice president.
I'd like to nominate Director Jill Van for vice president.
All right. Are there any other nominations for vice president? Again, are there any other additional nominations for vice president? Hearing no more nominations, I declare the nomination for vice president closed. The name of Joe Mann has been nominated as vice president. Vote is taken by roll call, please.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Director Van?
Yay.
Director Garcia?
Yay.
Director Bradford?
Yay.
Director Howell?
Yay.
Director Alvarez?
Yay.
This motion passes 5-0.
All right, we're gonna be moving on to the selection of the various committees. As a reminder, we are selecting legislative members, someone for CFAC, Capital Oversight, WIAA, Highline Schools Foundation, Highline Forum, and Wellness Committee. I'm gonna suggest that I'm gonna do a snake version, starting with our more senior members, who get to choose first, and we'll just keep roping around to see what preference is. So, Angelica or Director Alvarez, do you have any preference for the committee that you'd like to be on?
Based on hearing others' preferences, I'd like to stay with WIAA. And also would like to add that I don't know that we need to only have one person per committee as well. So I know in the past it's been one person elected except for the legislative committee. So I feel that it is also good to let others know that just because one person has been assigned doesn't mean that you can't also be part of that as well.
We have Director Alvarez for WIAA. Director Van, you have a preference for your next?
I've had the opportunity to serve on the Highline Schools Foundation, and I know that a number of our directors would like to do that this next year. So I would like to step down, but I would love to stay on the Capital Oversight Committee.
All right, Director Blackbird.
And are we just doing one? I'm interested in the Highline Schools Foundation.
Director Powell?
How about the Wellness Committee?
I'm going to take a stab at the legislative member again, unless there's someone really excited who wants to jump in or partner up. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, yeah.
All right, Director Alvarez, you have another?
No, I'll see what else, and no, I think that WIA is pretty good.
Thank you. Director Band?
You know what, CPAC would be something else that I would like to be part of this year as well, so.
Awesome, all right. Brad, Director Radford?
Yeah, I'll stay with Ryan as well.
And I would be interested in the Highline Forum as well.
Thank you, all right. And I'll jump in, I'll tag team the forum with you.
Yeah.
All right, another call, Director Alvarez, are you interested?
No.
Director Band, you want to tag team any of the other ones? I'm good, thank you.
I'm good, yeah.
But I would volunteer, I mean, if a director is not available to attend a meeting, I'm more than welcome to want to jump in, so, you know, just letting you know.
As an alternate for?
Yeah, for any committee, yeah.
All right, Director Howe, any other committees you're interested in?
No. Excellent.
All right, so it looks like we have Director Garcia for legislative member, Director Vance for CPAC, Director Van for capital oversight, Director Alvarez for WIAA, Director Bradford for Highland Schools Foundation, Director Howe for Highland Forum, and I'll be a backup, and Director Howe for the Wellness Committee. Does everybody feel good about it?
That's good.
Thank you very much. We are now at agenda item 1.6, if it's a call for any changes to the agenda. Once, or twice, all right. And we are now in agenda item 2.1, proclamation.
Yes, so good evening and welcome to the first school board meeting of 2022. It's good to see everybody. We have one proclamation tonight, and it is for National School Board Month. And then I have a brief presentation for board members. So whereas our promise in Highland Public Schools is that every student is known by name, strength, and need, and graduates prepared for the future they choose. And whereas Highline's 5 elected school board members established the policies and budget to support our promise and our bold goals for students. And whereas our schools serve nearly 18,000 students in the Highline community. And whereas school directors play a crucial role in promoting student learning and setting clear standards of accountability for all involved. And whereas school directors are directly accountable to the citizens, serving as a vital link between members of the community and their schools. And whereas our school directors are passionate advocates for equity for all children. And whereas it is appropriate to recognize our school directors as outstanding volunteers and champions for public education. Now therefore, I, Susan Enfield, Superintendent of Highline Public Schools, do hereby proclaim January 2022 as School Board Recognition Month in Highline, and I urge citizens to join me in honoring and recognizing the dedication and hard work of our school board. And I'll give this to our newly elected president, Felicia Davis, President Garcia, and Vice President Van. And I do just want to take a moment to publicly thank each of you, Director Bradford, Director, President, excuse me, Director Alvarez, Vice President Van, and Director Howell. You know, as our judge who came tonight to swear you in said, these are trying times to be in education and to be school board members. And I appreciate how you show up and lead and serve this community with real heart and integrity and commitment. It's an honor to work for you and alongside you, and I feel very fortunate to have you as my bosses. And as I've said, a superintendent is only as effective as their school board. And the work that we're able to get done at Highline is thanks to you and the direction that you set and the policies that you put in place and the way in which you support staff and hold us accountable to doing right by our children and our community. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I have a little something for you. Cannot be bought in stores. So this may be a repeat for a couple of you, but I don't think it is for most. I am presenting each of our school directors with their very own ducky. Yes, yes. You've each been nominated by me because I think that you are all ducky worthy for, because truly we give the ducky award, for anyone who doesn't know, to staff and Highline who go above and beyond to deliver on our Highline promise. And I can't think of five people really who do more to go above and beyond without pay to deliver on this promise. So what I'd like to do is hand you each your ducky, and then if we could take a photo, Aaron's gonna get a photo for all of us. Can you please join me in thanking our board members?
We're going to move on to the next agenda item, superintendent comments.
Yes, thank you, President Garcia. Just a few comments tonight. I need to begin. I put a video message out to staff today. I know board members are very aware of the challenges that we, like every other district in our region and across the country, is facing right now as we respond to COVID cases and staffing challenges. This is really a difficult time, and I am grateful to all of our staff in Highline and our Highline community who remain committed to doing everything we can to keep our schools open and our students in school. We know that the vast majority of our students not only need to be in school, but want to be in school. And so, yes, we are preparing for every scenario. It would be irresponsible as leaders not to prepare for whatever may be coming. But going back to full remote learning would be a last resort. However, we will be prepared if it does come to that. We are working right now. I want to thank, we are working closely with Sandy and HEA and our other labor partners. Chris Larson is doing tremendous work, as is our CAO, Jennifer Reinig, to be in communication and making sure that we are adapting as smartly and quickly as we can. But I just want to publicly thank staff and acknowledge it's going to be rough this month. I'm just going to say it. It's going to be a rough month. But we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it, and we just need to keep doing what we know how to do. We are fortunate to be in a state and a district where we do have a very high vaccination rate and universal masking, so we already have the foundation for safety in place. And in partnership with HEA and others, we have very solid safety plans in our schools, and I think it's safe to say that at this point, everyone is very well practiced in those measures, and we are putting out reminders as well and asking principals to remind staff of what those measures are. And we'll continue to keep safety at the forefront. But I just ask everybody to try to continue amidst the frustration, to be kind. You know, we've got a lot of staff working very hard right now and doing the very best they can, and yelling at them and taking frustration out on them isn't gonna help. So I would just ask that we continue to be kind to one another and take care of one another as we get through these challenging times. And I'm deeply grateful to our staff and community for helping us do that. I also wanted to share with the board publicly that and I shared this with you before break, but the process that Sarah Marie Ortiz and Kayla Gayet and Jacqueline Downey helped lead with our Chinook and Tahiti communities around their mascot name changes per the new state law. They did a really good job, and I want to thank them for the hard work they put into that with not a whole lot of time given how that legislation came down. But thanks to their hard work and some good community conversations, and most importantly, the brilliance of our students, we have two new mascot names that we will be working with students, staff, and community to implement. We, Chinook will now be the Dragons, and Tai will be the Tai. So congratulations to our folks for getting that done, and I want to thank everybody for the hard work that they've done to that. We will keep the board updated on what that looks like. Obviously, there's going to be conversation around a new design and how we do that. And I also need to publicly thank our friends and partners at Muckleshoot, who really helped us in this and have been wonderful in making sure that we went about this in a thoughtful and respectful and appropriate way. So thank you to the Muckleshoot Tribe for helping us with that. And because I think we all need a little reason to be happy and something to be excited about. Ann Millingham from the Highland Schools Foundation let me know yesterday that this, I don't know if it was this week or last week, but very recently, Alaska Airlines, in honor of Brad Tilden, who, as you know, retired as CEO last year and is a proud Highline High School Pirate alum, Alaska has made a $100,000 donation to the foundation in honor of Brad. And I think that Ann's going to look at sort of using that for their priority needs. And I also just found out that Brad and Danielle Tilden, wonderful human beings that they are, have themselves made a personal $100,000 donation to the foundation. And want to work with me on how we might prioritize those funds to serve our students. So I just want to publicly thank Alaska and the Tildens for their generous and ongoing support. I want to say, and Brad and Danielle do not like to be publicly thanked, but that is on top of a multi-year $1 million commitment that they made to the foundation. So their belief in our Highline students and their willingness to invest their personal money in that way, I think speaks volumes. So thank you, Brad and Danielle. Thank you, Alaska Airlines. It's good to have friends like that for our kids. And that concludes my report tonight. What? Oh God, Sandy, I'm sorry, I just got so caught up in, okay. I know you thought I just worked in the mail. No, thank you, Sandy, thank you. Yes, Sandy Hans will now. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you. Yes, I have to do every time.
I can't
do every year.
Yes,
today I'm working at the mill.
You can pick up the mic if you want.
All right.
Pick it up. Just grab it.
Oh, just pull it out. All right. Thank you. Is this on?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you. I don't know if I could add any more to the angst and anxiety, but also the pride that our educators have for being in schools this week and keeping schools open. You know, I was saying, Dr. Enfield, ahead of time, there is a point of diminishing return. At this point, people are covering classes multiple days in a row. We have people switching jobs, and, you know, it's unclear for our classified how those jobs are getting covered. But so there's a lot going on in buildings. We have had productive conversations, and information will be coming out soon around that. We continue to discuss some of the details. To try to make sure that we can keep the people who are able to come to school, you know, mentally and physically up to, we know, the challenging job of instruction these days as it is. So thank you for pointing that out, Dr. Enfield, and we will continue to, and we've committed to actually having daily check-ins around this because it is a really critical time. So I'm excited to share the legislative agenda of WA. I think that we have a lot of overlapping interests in what we're trying to accomplish with our priorities in Olympia, you know, supporting COVID recovery, ensuring that schools are safe and welcoming for all, and making sure that our schools have the resources they need to be successful. So I'll leave copies of that for everybody. And again, thank you for your service to our community. We will have a HEA board meeting ourselves on Monday, and you know, they'll could end up being further developments about how we're going to make sure that we're able to continue to provide our services to our students. And congratulations, Director Garcia, for your new position, and Director Van as well. And thank you very much. Thank you very much, Sandy. Apologies for that.
All right, we are now at 4.1, Superintendent Search Updates. Aaron?
Good Good evening, directors. We are currently in the process of preparing for the interview phase of the superintendent search. Looking forward, I want to call out just a few key events and dates. Please look for a thought exchange that will launch this week, asking the community for suggestions around interview questions. We anticipate that thought exchange will close on January 17th. The application for the position, it closes on January 15th of this month. The first round of interviews are February 9th and 10th. And as discussed at the work session on December 15th, those will be held virtually. The names of the candidates in the first round of interviews will not be made public. We are anticipating three finalists, or I should say we're claiming for three finalists. That could change depending on the candidates, and that they will spend a day at Highland Public Schools, one candidate each on February 14th, February 15th, and February 17th. Each finalist will participate in a virtual town hall in the evening of that day. Everyone in the Highland community is encouraged to watch and share their feedback via an online feedback form that will be available. Finalists will also tour schools, meet with the board, and meet with a few stakeholder groups during their day at Highland, as discussed at the last work session. These dates, as well as the report that was created by the search firm regarding the characteristics the Highland community was seeking in its next leader, can be found on the Highland Superintendent Search website. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right, I'll open it up for any questions.
Nope.
All right.
Thanks.
Super good. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are now on agenda item 4.2, legislative reports. I have nothing big to report. Just a plan that I would like to share with you all is I want to reach out to the different municipalities to see if there's any alignment of our legislative priorities and see if they're willing to add our legislative priorities. So I'm going to try to reach out to all the local municipalities and unincorporated area and see if there's any support that we can get in collaborating. So that's it for legislative reports. I'm going to go with agenda item 4.3, director reports. I'll also go with seniority. Director Alvarez.
I have none. Thank you.
Director Bann.
I have one talking about the Schools Foundation, the Gold Star Awards. The applications open this coming Friday, so if you know a teacher, administrator, a volunteer, a community member that you would love to, they think you believe that they deserve an award, please go online and apply. So, and that's it for me. Thank you.
Director Bradford.
Nothing to report.
Director Howe?
Nothing to report.
And I also have no updates to report at this time. We now reach the consent agenda. So unless there's any questions that anybody wants to bring up, I'm gonna move to vote on the consent agenda.
Oh, I'll make a motion that we approve the consent agenda.
Perfect. Is there a second?
I second.
All right. Any questions, comments, questions, concerns? All right, then all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, abstentions? All right, approved by unanimous consent. And now we are on agenda item 7.1, revision to board policy 2418, waiver of graduation requirements. Do we have anybody on staff who want to give us a quick update? All right.
Happy to give an update or respond to any questions that you have. This is an update to policy 2418 regarding waiving certain graduation requirements. The main thing with this, these proposed changes do is to codify how a student can waive out of Washington State History or out of PE in high school according to state law. This has been law for years and years. It's just never been codified in our policy and procedures. And as we got into doing waivers over the last 2 years when they were authorized by the state board, we realized that we should probably codify this all together in one document so that all of our families, all of our counselors, registrars, et cetera, would be working under the same rules, the same understanding of those rules for waivers. That's the primary change for this. The other change is just when the policy was first written in the spring of 2020, we had never done waivers before, and we did not even know what process we should use. We created an extremely cumbersome process, and thank you to our schools for bearing with us as we went through that year and learned. We streamlined that process in 2021 as we were doing waivers for the second time. So we've just, again, streamlined that process and codified that in policy and procedure so that, again, schools know and families know the rules, the waivers. These types of waivers go under. These waivers are not required, or sorry, do not require authorization by the state board. So even if and when, I'm going to say when, COVID goes away and we no longer have COVID waivers, these would still be in existence, which is why we thought it was important to put all three of them together in the policy and procedure.
All right, are there any questions? Cool. I'm going to ask for a fellow board member to make a recommended motion. If you look on the action report, there's a language that I would suggest we use.
I make a motion that we approve the 7.1 revision to board policy 2418 waiver of graduation requirements.
Is there a second?
I'm second.
Are there any other questions or follow-ups before we move to a vote? All right, roll call, please.
Director Bradford?
Yay.
Director Howell?
Yay.
Director Bam?
Yay.
Director Alvarez?
Yay.
Director Garcia?
Yay.
This motion passes 5-0.
All right, we are now on to intro. Introduction items. The next one is the ratification of the memorandum of agreement to the 2019 to 2022 collective bargaining agreement between the Highline School District and Teamsters Local 763, union representing safety officers, safety and security officers, campus security officers, and substitute employees tier one, extending the current agreement through August 31st of 2024. Are there any questions that folks want to ask now? No questions?
No. I have none.
All right. If there's nothing else, I'm going to suggest that we move that to regular action. I don't want to set up consent agenda. Just need some more time. All right. Then we have made it to the end of tonight's meeting. I believe. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion we adjourn.
I'll second. All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Stay safe and healthy, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.